Hi guys, this is Joe from the Power Records Podcast here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. I hope that you're all doing fantastic out there. And this podcast, our 210th podcast, I believe it is at now, is all about vinyl records. Vinyl records collecting, vinyl records buying, vinyl records selling. If you're in the business of selling vinyl records, or if you're interested in vinyl records, tune in, guys. This is the podcast for you. And you could sell your records. Yes, you can. The ones that you are not closely devoted to. Like, there's always a record that, for instance, I'm never going to sell my original Queen records. Night at the Opera will be mine forever. Nobody will have that. And my punk rock records that I've had from the new wave era, not getting rid of those. But the ones that are not dear to your heart, you can turn around and make some moolah, some cash from them, because people are buying vinyl these days. And you could sell your records online, and you could sell them on Amazon, you could sell them on eBay, you could sell them on MusicStack, you could sell them on Discogs, you can sell them on many platforms, and you could sell them on multiple platforms and make a pretty good income. And that's what I'm advising you to do. Build up 200, 300 or so records, buy them from flea markets, buy them from Discogs in bulk, turn around and sell them online. And if you want to know what are the popular records, you go to Discogs and you go to trending records and you see which ones are trending. And you buy those records and you resell those records, because you will make money doing so. I guarantee you that. So that's what I've been doing for the last 12 years or so. And now it's my full-time job. And it's so busy right now because you know what's happening. The Xmas season is coming very soon. And people want their records for gifts already. I've already got a few people saying, will I get it by Christmas? And I don't blame them for asking, believe it or not, because the darn postal system is slow still. It's not really where it was at before the pandemic. Since the pandemic, you know, people were buying more online and remained buying online. And the postal system is backlogged still. And I hate to say it, it's in Canada and it's in the US. So what I did to the dissatisfaction of my customers out there is I increased the lead times on all of my listings on eBay and Amazon and Etsy because of the delays. And what that is the lead time is from the time you get the order to the time you bring it over to the post office, and the time that it takes to get the record to my customer is the lead time. And I increased that to some of them 10 to 15 days, where I was at 7 to 10 days before. I had to increase it even more, and I had to do it because, number one, I wanted to be upfront with my customers to make sure that they do get the records on time. And what I say, I want to give. And if I was to do that years ago, I probably wouldn't get away with it. But now I think a lot of people understand. Yes, they know it takes a long time to get one record from across the country, longer than it has before. It's just the way it is. Anyways, guys, if you need any advice about selling vinyl records, let me know and shoot me an email at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. We're also on Facebook at Facebook at Power Records and Music. You look us up on Facebook and you're there, and you could join our Facebook club with a couple hundred other people that are on it right now. And of course, I post my listings on there. I post these podcasts and any news, like the Rolling Stones tour that's coming up. Yes, you can't wait for that, eh? They're all in their 80s, but you know what? It's the Rolling Stones. Who wouldn't go see them, right? I went to see a Kiss duplicate or cover band the other night with my daughter. And boy, oh boy, they're almost like the real thing. It was about $500 cheaper than seeing Kiss live. But, you know, Kiss is still touring too, and they are in their 70s, and they're on what they their so-called final tour. Yeah, right. So you'll see little stories like that on the Facebook page, so why not join if you can, whenever you want. That'd be cool too. And again, if you want a copy of my ebook called The New Antique, which is available on Kindle, but why buy it from Kindle? Why do that? And save yourself $10 and I'll send it to you for free. Just let me know. It's a little 100-page guide that talks about vinyl record collecting and selling and all that stuff for beginners. But even if you're not a beginner, you might find something that's valuable in there. So just ask me and I'll send it to you via email, electronically, right? And I'll do that for you. So guys, I told you a couple of weeks ago about the promising idea of selling on Walmart. Well, believe it or not, that has not gone the right way. There's still been no resolution in the problem with my listings appearing on the store. And it doesn't look like it's going to be resolved. I've put in about 7 or 8 requests for help, and they are not helping. So what I did is I did a test and I loaded up 50 listings of records on Walmart, and only 20 appeared. Why the other 30 didn't appear, I don't know. They haven't been able to tell me. They haven't figured out the issue. So I'm not wasting any more time on that platform right now until I know that it's going to be worthwhile wasting my time there. And really, I have been wasting my time there. It was kind of disappointing because I was looking forward to selling there, and you probably heard my excitement about selling on Walmart. But you know what? It didn't pan out, and I'm getting more and more other people like me that have the same problems selling on Walmart. So Walmart, it was nice knowing you, and I wish I could have done business with you. And I wish I could have sold a lot of records on Walmart, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So guys, if you want more information about selling on other platforms, I'm going to tell you right now the best platform, if you were to ask me if you needed help on, is Amazon. Amazon, I'm very busy with Amazon right now, filling Amazon orders. Get on the Amazon platform. For those 500 million people that are vinyl record collectors in the USA, you're appealing to the mass audience there. So my recommendation for you is to get up, sell up on Amazon. If you have any problems or need some help, let me know, because I've been doing it for years and years. So guys, that's my brief little spurt of information that I wanted to give you today. If you have any questions, fire me an email at jlcarone@simpatico.ca. And I'll be more than happy to answer the questions for you. So guys, keep well, keep safe, keep collecting those vinyl records, and we'll talk to you soon. Over and out.